Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is 722 Total Information AM Sunday. Every week at this time, we chat with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Hancock, I'll start with you in terms of everyone always talks about the first 100 days of a new president coming in. What are you expecting Trump to focus on in his first 100?
Well, I think it's going to largely be executive orders. I expect he's going to issue executive orders. He's indicated that. I expect he's going to issue executive orders on deportation of illegal aliens living in the country. And I expect he'll issue executive orders on border security. Some or all of those may get challenged in the courts. Remains to be seen. I suspect there'll be an omnibus tax package that goes through the House and Senate. And then they'll do that through the reconciliation process that will allow them to pass something without the 60-vote cloture rule in the Senate. I don't know that there's going to be any other signature legislative accomplishments because the House majority is so narrow. But that's kind of the roadmap I see for the first 100 days.
Michael, as the Democrat here, what are you going to be looking for in terms of the new Trump administration?
Well, I don't think that John is too off on exactly what we would anticipate in the first 100 days. I think from a legislative standpoint and an oversight standpoint, we're going to see quite a fight as it relates to some of the confirmation of these cabinet picks and potentially even ambassador picks that President Trump will bring forward, not just because Democrats will be in opposition to it, but there's some moderate Republicans who are concerned about the FBI appointment and Tulsi Gabbard and Robert Kennedy. So I would anticipate, like John says, almost an imperialistic like presidency in the first 100 days with the oversight continuing at a really slow pace, but we'll probably muck up some of the appointments.
Well, Michael, follow up here with you on this subject. Over the next 4 years, how do the Democrats kind of rally themselves to do better next time?
Well, I think that's to be seen. It would be impossible to look into a crystal ball for the next 4 years, but for the next 2 years, there's a couple of real things that the Democrats have to accept. Number one is that Donald Trump stole and parroted a lot of language that mattered to working people, which was usually a base of the Democratic Party, and they have to, number one, hold them accountable. And if he fails to accomplish it, to make sure that they put a spotlight on it and offer the alternative. And I think that we've also got to freshen up our bench around the country and find who are the voices that can kind of move forward for this party. We need a transformational figure in the Democratic Party, a Ronald Reagan, a Barack Obama, somebody that can bring some momentum and some hope for the Democratic Party. And I think that's what we'll watch develop over the next several years.
I was reading an article about the influence of Florida that's coming into the White House here. The chief of staff pick, the attorney general pick, the secretary of state, the national security advisor, all Floridians. So, John, you know, Florida's kind of an odd state. I'm just curious how you think that's going to play itself out in this presidency.
Well, I think a couple of those selections are arguably the best cabinet or senior executive picks that Donald Trump's made. I'm speaking about Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, Susie Wild as the Chief of Staff. You know, and Donald Trump's from Florida. And I would suspect that there's not an overwhelmingly large number of people that are hankering to work for the administration. And I think he is exclusively picking people that he has known and who he knows to be loyal to him. So overall, it's not surprising that you'd see a disproportionate number from Florida.
Michael, you had the good fortune of flying to Italy in the last few weeks. I'm curious what the reaction was overseas where you were to the American presidential election.
Yeah, I was hoping to duck it, to be honest with you, when I got out of town right after the election. But it was the topic of conversation. It wasn't neither pro-Trump or anti-Trump as much as it was the consequences of the change in direction that would be coming from American foreign policy and American economic policy that had people talking. You know, newspapers still play a big role over there. You'd see newspaper stands everywhere. And all of the front page for the entire 10 days that I was there was related to what was going on with America, whether related to Ukraine or economic policy or even appointments of like Bobby Kennedy. So it's amazing, Scott, to see something that this power that we have as Americans to realize the impact that it has throughout the world. It wasn't just passive observation. It was people who were going to live with the consequences.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thanks as always.
See you, brother.
All right, it is Total Information AM Sunday for this, yes, December 1st.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.